Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to your world. Today we're going to be talking about something that I recommend in stage four, which is connecting to your money, this time by solidifying your savings engine. Last time we were talking about getting out of debt, solidifying your savings engine is the next step, and you can use them at the same time. So before we get into this today, big shout out to new listeners in Medina, Saudi Arabia. Shukran al-Atisal. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you on board. These are our first listeners from Medina. It's quite an honor. If you haven't checked out the book and the album yet, there's a link in the show notes to check that out. Yes, I am going to mention that at the beginning of every podcast, probably for the rest of my life. I don't know. But check it out. If it's helpful to you, let me know. If you have questions, let me know. And if you have questions, thoughts, ideas, otherwise, click on the link in the show notes. That'll take you through to the community page where you can let me know how I can help. Now let's talk about your money. So in stage three, you made some very important things. You made a list of all your debts, you made a plan to pay them off, and a spend plan or a budget, whatever you want to call it, that would make the whole thing work. This spend plan and your ability to stick to it is your savings engine, and it's time to solidify it for the long term. So first of all, if you're not yet out of debt, and that can take a long time, so cut yourself some slack on that. Double down on your efforts if you're still working on that. And that means get really serious. Get a second job. Get a third job. Cut back further on your expenses. Sell everything. As Dave Ramsey would say, sell so much that the kids think that they're next. Do what you need to do to put more towards your debts. And this is the idea. You've got to run, as Dave Ramsey says. Run, do not walk out of debt as if your life depends on it, because, quite frankly, it does. Right? We've talked about this last time. Being in debt is servitude. You are a slave to the banks, to the people who lent you money, and so on. And that's not a life you want to live. So if you're not there yet, get out of your debts right now. So on the positive side, if you are debt-free, good job. It's time to think about the funds that you're going to need in the future. And this is where your savings engine comes in. So what starts off as your debt payment engine is going to become your savings engine. So we're going to save for what you want in the future. Now, only you can define your goals. I'm not going to tell you what to save for. This is about designing your ideal life and making it happen, and your savings engine is a big part of that. But I'll give you some examples that from myself and from other people. Maybe you want to go back to school for a degree. Maybe you want to have children. Children are expensive. You could save for that. Maybe you want to save to become independently wealthy. And that's defined as having enough money that you can live off of the interest that it generates. I don't mean the public interest. I mean the bank interest that it generates. You may want to save for putting kids through college or remodeling your home or buying a home or paying off your mortgage. What would that be like to not have a mortgage payment? Or maybe you want to make a move to another city or another state. Maybe you want to buy a car or a new piece of technology. Maybe you want to retire early. Why? Because you're independently wealthy. You don't have to work anymore. These are all really great reasons. And the thing is, it doesn't matter what the thing is you want to save for. It's your life. It's your choices. It's your decisions. And this is where it gets fun and exciting. You get a chance to dream. And you're sure to have near-term goals and long-term goals. Right? You might be saving up for a piece of technology or a new car in the near term, but you might be saving up for retirement or financial independence in the long term, and that's fine. The thing is that goals should be reasonable in the sense that they're achievable in this lifetime. So don't dismiss them because you think they might be hard. Reasonable just means you could achieve it in your lifetime, then is reasonable. That being said, don't dismiss an idea just because the only way you know how to do it is too expensive. So get creative. Find ways that cost less, and you can make your goals very reasonable and very achievable. There's some great writing in Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek, that talks about how to make goals more affordable and the fact that things that you think might be impossible actually might be quite financially reasonable. So let me give you an example. Let's say you want to save up to send your kids to college. Do they need an expensive out-of-state school? Probably not. Do you need to pay for all of it? No. Decide how much you'll pay and be very, very specific. So for example, if you have many children and you can't realistically pay for 4 years of college for all of them, you might offer to pay for 2 years for each of them. Being very specific about what those 2 years will include. And this is just one example. Get creative. The way you think you have to do it is not necessarily your only option. So understand that your goals may not look like anyone else's, and that's okay. Next, you're going to want to keep a list of your goals somewhere where you can see them every day. Keeping track of your goals makes you a lot less likely to sabotage your own progress. So you want to be reminded of these goals as often as you can. Now, the savings engine, your monthly spend plan that includes consistently putting money towards debt and then towards these goals, is the key to achieving any goal you can possibly define. If you can consistently save a minimum amount per month, then you'll eventually meet your goals. The consistency is the key. Now, your savings engine, or your debt payment engine as it starts out, should be a critical line item in your monthly spend plan. It's a number that you track and you report to yourself each month. How much did you put towards debt or save up for your goals? Can you do more? And as the saying goes, what gets measured gets managed. So measure your progress. You'll find yourself automatically pushing harder to do more when you're really keeping track of how much am I saving or how much am I paying off. And then consider prioritizing your goals based on what will come due first or other factors, right? Again, it's up to you. And tackle your goals one at a time, just like you did for paying off debt. Save up for your goals. You can tackle them one at a time or a little bit of each of them at a time. Now, Dave Ramsey's Baby Steps recommend that a 4 to 6 month emergency fund should be one of your goals, and then saving for children's college and retirement, and that these things should be important enough to be at the very top of the list. Now, investments may help you put your savings engine into overdrive. Although investments are not without significant risk over the long term, they can be a powerful component of your savings engine. In fact, they might be critical. If all you do is just put your money in the bank and have it sit there, then you're not going to be able to really make that money work for you as if you were to invest it. However, you need to be very careful and very smart about that. So when saving for retirement and other goals that are at least 5 years away, consider working with an investment manager or getting smart on investments yourself to make that money work harder. The compound interest that can result from investments is the key to major long-term wealth and financial and that financial independence that we were talking about. Now, a good financial manager, or maybe your company's retirement plan administrator, if they're smart about it, make sure you check up on that. Make sure that they actually know what they're talking about. They can help you set up to send money directly into a retirement account from your paychecks as part of your dedicated savings engine. So I would recommend reading up on Dave Ramsey's methods and recommendations for investments, and get that kind of advice there. Investing is fraught with risk, but it's also full of potential upside that is worth checking out and making sure that you understand and make sure that it becomes a part of what you are doing with your money. But I'm not going to tell you how to invest because that is nowhere near my area of expertise. I use an investment manager, and I really like that because then what I'm doing there is handing off all that worry about when to make stock trades and things like that to somebody else who actually knows what they're doing, which would not be me. All right, so that's the big idea. So once you pay off your debts and you have this spend plan that every month is producing now cash for you that you can do something with, saving for your goals is important. And the other reason I found, and this is worth mentioning, your savings engine is an additional buffer between you and all the things that you never knew you were going to need money for. So I'll give you just a personal example. I found myself needing a new roof, and I thought I was going to be able to put that off a few more years, but lo and behold, here it is. We need a new roof right now. A new roof is extraordinarily expensive. Even, you know, the least expensive option is around $15,000, US. And that is, that's a big chunk of change for pretty much anybody in this country. And so there we were, and we're like, oh crap, what are we gonna do? Well, hardcore savings engine. So we took the savings engine we already had in place and pointed it at the roof. And then we got really hardcore about it. Cut out all the eating out, cut out all the extras until we'd saved up for the roof. And it was kind of like being back in debt payment, you know, paying off your debts mode. We got really creative. We sold some stuff. We cut expenses to the core. All the things that you would do, except this time it's for the sake of saving a large sum of money very quickly. And we were able to do that. And it was great. And so if we hadn't had the savings engine in place, then we wouldn't have been able to make that happen. So the savings engine, while it's saving for your dreams and your goals, is also a really fantastic mechanism to prevent things, the unforeseen circumstances, from eating up your emergency fund or otherwise getting in the way. And it's really nice to know that no matter what you can think of, you've got a savings engine that will ultimately get you there so that you can make it happen. All right, so your homework for today is to make a list of your goals. Your homework is to dream. Dream big. Dream little, dream big, dream medium. What do you want from this life? And just because you can't currently see how you might get there, I don't care. Write it down anyway. What lifestyle do you want? What kind of money would it take to make that happen? And if you're in that stage of life where you're saying, oh, well, the lifestyle I want is mansions and Lamborghinis and 24 supermodels, that's a little bit of a red flag that you've got some personal issues that you need to deal with first. So if your dream lifestyle is the gangster rapper lifestyle, we need to work on you before we can really work with this list of goals. so if you have the, oh man, I just really love it. Now, on the other hand, if you just really love cars and you're super passionate about cars and you're like, man, I've always wanted a Morgan, it's not unreasonable to save for something that is just your personal passion. And that's the difference. So don't think that anything is terribly impossible, including the ability to be financially independent. right? To where you don't have to work for money. Money works for you. It's entirely doable. I have seen firefighters and teachers make it happen. I have seen people with extraordinarily high salaries never make it happen. It's not the size of your income, it's how you use it. That's terrible. But it's true. It's how you put your income to work. It really is. So start dreaming. What are you going to save for? And send me your ideas. So click the link in the show notes down below. You can send me your thoughts and questions about this. This is a process that I have personally been through myself. And so if my experience can help you, then that would be a real joy to me. Also click the link in the show notes to check out the new book and the album. And of course, let me know how I can help. Thanks for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.